You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the Study Legal English podcast. I am your host Louise, and over the next few shows, I'll be talking to you about networking in English. In previous episodes, I've already covered preparing for an event, small talk and business talk, and in the coming weeks, we'll be looking at following up with phone calls, emails, and meetings. In today's episode, we'll be looking specifically at spotting needs and problems, exchanging details, and arranging for further discussion. So, let's get started. In the last episode, we listened to a dialogue between John and Rachel talking about business. We discussed the importance of asking questions to find out if the person has a work issue you may be able to solve. When you have identified the problem and believe that you can help, you should ask some further questions. Then, after some time, suggest a way in which you think you can help. Be clear, concise, and don't go in for the hard sell. Ask directly if you can speak further about this at some point after the networking event, and exchange contact details. It's still very common for lawyers and most industries to exchange business cards, or on the spot, simply adding each other on LinkedIn. Once details are exchanged, make sure you nail down an exact date to follow up with a phone call. So, now let's move to the dialogue. In today's episode, we'll be continuing on with the dialogue from the last episode, hearing from John, the lawyer at MMBR Law Firm, and a guest, Rachel, the co-director of Prime Property, who he meets at the Real Estate Law Conference. They've been talking about business. We've established that Rachel runs a property development firm, which is experiencing some problems with their current advisors. John, who is a specialist lawyer in real estate law, has spotted a problem that he thinks he can help with. Now, John moves on to suggest that he can help. They exchange details and arrange to follow up. They use the kind of vocabulary typical amongst native speakers at a networking event. As you listen, pay attention to the polite language John and Rachel use. Also, try to answer the following questions. Number 1. Do Rachel and John connect on LinkedIn or do they exchange business cards? Number 2. When will they discuss things again? And finally, number 3, who does John want to speak to before the next talk? So, first, we'll hear the dialogue at a slow pace.
Look, I hope this isn't too direct, but can I ask why you're still with them?
Well, we have been a loyal customer of theirs for about 5 years, and they've really helped us in the past. Their rates are pretty good, but yes, now you mention it, it could be time for a change.
Oh, look, listen, Rachel, I understand it must be really difficult for your company at the moment, but I think that I might be able to help you. As I mentioned, I head up this real estate lawyers group, and one of our focuses is on helping clients through the Brexit uncertainty. How would you feel about speaking about this further when we're back in London?
Yes, John, that would be great.
Great. Let's exchange contact details. Here's my business card. How about I call you next Friday? Will you be free?
Yeah, that sounds perfect. Here you go. Here's my card.
Thank you.
That's the best number to call me on.
Excellent. I'm just going to jot this down on the back of the card so I don't forget. Here's my pen. Friday the 7th of April, morning, phone call. There we go. Now, I think it's time for the next speaker. I want to quickly catch my colleague Susan before heading in. I just saw her over there. Do you mind if I just go over and speak to her?
No, not at all. Go ahead.
Thanks. Listen, it was a great pleasure to meet you, Rachel, and I'm sure I'll see you again later on. And if not, I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Yes, okay. Thanks, John. Bye.
See you later.
Great. So, did you notice how John and Rachel remained quite polite throughout the dialogue? A concern of many of my Legal English students is how to be polite in the typically English way. A couple of points from the dialogue was that John and Rachel used phrases like, "I hope this isn't too direct, but can I ask?" or "I understand that," or "how would you feel about?" and modals, for example, "could" and "might." Another thing typical to native English speakers is that we say please, thank you, and sorry a lot of the time, especially sorry. Sorry can mean various things in English, such as pardon, excuse me, out of my way, and ridiculously, it's even used as a response when someone bumps into you or treads on your foot. We would simply respond, sorry, as though to say, I'm sorry that you trod on my foot. It is not simply used to express guilt or sorrow. So now let's take a look at how to suggest you can help. A good way to do this is to firstly sympathise with the person about the problem they are facing to show that you have listened and that you care. Number two, reiterate what you do, who you help and how. Next, give an example of a success story, but keep it brief, don't go into the hard sell. A couple of sentences is completely fine. And finally, state how you can help this person. John said,
"Look, listen, Rachel, I understand it must be really difficult for your company at the moment, but I think that I might be able to help you. As I mentioned, I head up this real estate lawyers group, and one of our focuses is on helping clients through the Brexit uncertainty."
John could add something like,
"My firm recently featured on the Best Lawyer website as one of the top 10 trusted firms to advise clients through the Brexit process. I really think we could help you with some solid advice."
Next, ask directly to speak about this further, either on the phone or via email. John said,
"How would you feel about speaking about this further when we're back in London?"
You could also say something like, "I think we should speak about this further after the conference," or "I'd like to speak about this again. What do you think?" Next, exchange contact details. John said,
"Great, let's exchange contact details. Here's my business card."
Some other ways to do this are, "I'd like you to have my business card. Why don't we exchange contact details? Here is my business card." Or, "Are you on LinkedIn? Can we connect?" Pin down a good time to follow up. John said,
"How about I call you next Friday? Will you be free?"
Other ways to say this are, "Can I ring next week? Which day suits you? Let's speak next week. How about Monday after lunch?" Some other phrases you can use are, "It would be great to discuss this further. Could I give you a call sometime? Would you be free for a meeting in the near future?" Or, "If you'd like to call me to discuss ideas, please do. Or maybe I can send you an email." Next, make sure you write down the day and time you have set for further discussion on the business card or in your diary in front of the person, to show your commitment and also simply to remind you when you will next talk. Clarify which number to call if there is more than one, and make sure you know how to read an email address. For example, make sure you know what the symbols are called and how to read the dots. A correct way to read an email is, for example, info@studylegalenglish.com. So now that we've listened to the dialogue and discussed some of the important aspects, let's discuss some of the vocabulary. First, you'll hear the vocabulary. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the vocabulary. This is followed by the definition. Then we'll hear an example sentence from the dialogue, followed by another example of using the vocabulary. Then there'll be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the new phrase. Number one, pretty good. Pretty as an adjective can mean quite. Rachel said,
"Their rates are pretty good."
Repeat after the beep. This year has actually been pretty good work-wise. Number two, to jot down. The phrasal verb to jot down means to write something somewhere, probably on a piece of paper or in a notebook, very quickly and in a brief format. John said,
"I'm just going to jot this down on the back of the card so I don't forget."
Repeat after the beep. Sandra, can you make sure you jot down the main points when we're in the meeting? Now that we've looked at the vocabulary, let's try to answer the questions. Question 1. Do Rachel and John connect on LinkedIn or do they exchange business cards? John says,
"Here's my business card."
Okay, so they exchange business cards. Number 2. When will they discuss things again? John says,
"Friday the 7th of April, morning phone call."
So, they will talk to each other on Friday the 7th of April in the morning. Number 3. Who does John want to speak to before the next talk? John says,
"I want to quickly catch my colleague Susan before heading in."
So John wants to speak to his colleague Susan. So now let's listen again at a more natural speed.
"Look, I hope this isn't too direct, but can I ask why you're still with them?"
"Well, we have been a loyal customer of theirs for about 5 years, and they've really helped us in the past. Their rates are pretty good, but yes, now you mention it, it could be time for a change."
"Look, listen, Rachel, I understand it must be really difficult for your company at the moment, but I think that I might be able to help you. As I mentioned, I head up this real estate lawyers group, and one of our focuses is on helping clients through the Brexit uncertainty. How would you feel about speaking about this further when we're back in London?"
"Yes, John, that would be great."
"Great. Let's exchange contact details. Here's my business card. How about I call you next Friday? Will you be free?"
"Yeah, that sounds perfect. Here you go, here's my card."
"Thank you."
"That's the best number to call me on."
"Excellent. I'm just going to jot this down on the back of the card so I don't forget. Here's my pen. Friday the 7th of April, morning phone call. There we go. Now I think it's time for the next speaker. I want to quickly catch my colleague Susan before heading in. I just saw her over there. Do you mind if I just go over and speak to her?"
"No, not at all. Go ahead."
"Thanks. Listen, it was a great pleasure to meet you, Rachel, and I'm sure I'll see you again later on. And if not, I look forward to speaking to you next week."
"Yes, okay. Thanks, John. Bye."
"See you later."
Finally, now let's do a quick recap. Once you have identified a problem with which you can provide a solution to, make sure you go on to ask further questions. Remember to show you understand the problem, then reiterate what you do, who you help and how. Give a success story. and state how you think you can help. Don't hard sell yourself and suggest talking things through further at a later date. Finally, make sure you establish a date and exchange contact details. After the event is over, make sure you put the date of calls in your diary, secure the business card information, take note of the points you talked about, and make sure you note down why you think you can help and how. This way, when it comes to the next stage, which is following up, you will already be partly prepared. So that's the end of today's episode. We've covered how to exchange details and arrange for further discussion. In the next episode, we'll be covering how to make sure you listen carefully to someone and what to do when you need to clarify something. For more practice, Podcast Pro members can access online learning materials, including transcripts of the shows and quizzes to test your knowledge. If you're not a member yet, you can sign up for a free trial at www.studylegalenglish.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others, and if you have any feedback, topic requests, or would like to feature on the show, I would love to hear from you. You can get in touch by email, info@studylegalenglish.com, or on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.